stand against the very
This morning, I'd like to begin our message by just kind of actually pausing for a second and continuing something that we spoke to a couple weeks ago. And so with that in mind, I just want to say I'd like to acknowledge and appreciate that we are gathered on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Coast Salish territories, the lands of the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam Nations. Many Indigenous people in our country are grieving, and not only Indigenous, but many of them are, over a confirmation of what they knew had happened, things that their elders had shared with them and told them. And the discoveries of these unmarked graves in Saskatchewan and up in Kamloops has reopened wounds. And a couple weeks ago, as a church, we said that truth, righteousness, and peace matters, that to the best of our abilities, we want to live at peace with our Indigenous neighbors. But that means also acknowledging what happened in the past, including the role that our Christian ancestors played before us. And this includes committing to learning about what happened. It also includes taking steps towards reconciliation. One step for us is actually just acknowledging the history of the land that we gather on. It's one step, it's a simple step, but it's a start. And how I'd like to actually start our services, our message actually, is by reading a prayer by a pastor, a local pastor. His name's Brett Landry. He's a pastor of a church here in Vancouver called Christ City Church. And I think his prayer puts words to what many of us have thought and felt. And this is what it says. God, our Father, we know you. We have experienced your great love for us. We are certain of your goodness and your kindness and mercy to us in our sin. And we are certain of your saving love that has been extended to us in Christ. We are certain of the redeeming power and presence of your Holy Spirit among us, but our hearts hurt. We grieve over the news of more unmarked graves found near the Maryville Residential School. We lament the deaths. We lament the separation of families. We lament the very existence of a program like this in our nation. We lament the families who never knew what happened to their children. We confess to you today that we struggle to comprehend a world where this kind of racially driven evil is perpetuated by people in the name of Jesus. We confess that we struggle to know how to respond. But we come to you. And we pray for the generations of First Nations people who were impacted by the residential school program, that you might pour out your love upon them. We ask that you would work miracles of forgiveness and reconciliation. We ask that the truth would come into the light of the day where healing can begin. We ask for justice for those who have been victimized. We ask for the end of the cycle of brokenness and hostility. We ask that many would trust in you, finding the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus, and that many would be saved. Come, Holy Spirit, do a work in our midst. Shock us with your power. Reveal to us your love. Fill us with courage in the face of evil. Fill us with a passion for biblical justice. To those who suffer, give new hope in the place of despair. To those who are broken, give new joy in the place of mourning. To those who are confused, give peace in the place of chaos in their soul. God, we trust you. We know you are at work. In our pain, hear our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I found it so helpful for someone to actually put words to the different emotions and thoughts we've been having. And so I'm thankful for Brett. He's a great pastor in our city. And I think many times it's important when we don't have words to actually maybe use the prayers of others who've gone before us to articulate thoughts and emotions we are feeling. Like I said, acknowledging the land we gather on is one step. We don't believe it's the only step, but it's the beginning. And so we intend to continue to keep you in the loop as things progress. We're going to be carrying on in our series in the unseen battle. In the book of Ephesians, at the very end of this book, Ephesians, Paul is giving us a picture, helping us to understand who we're really battling against, what we're actually facing. If you remember all the way back when we started this series in the book of Ephesians, we talked about how there's this alternative vision for reality that Paul is outlining. And now Paul is saying, look, you need to actually understand what this entails. If we have been seated with Christ and blessed by God through Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, you need to actually see that there's this battle that's also going on in the heavenly places. And some of us will think heavenly places and we think up in the sky. I think it's more helpful to think of it as something that exists right here, right now, but it's unseen. Two realms that overlap. So with that in mind, let me read from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, and then we will go into our message. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Jesus, we just ask you to speak through your word. Shape us as your people. Would we leave changed, we pray. In your name, amen. Here's what we